Well, this morning we have a guest joining us by phone. Rick Bloom joins us this morning. We're going to talk about the 12th annual Dale Lynch Memorial Alumni Weekend coming up here very quickly. Rick, good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
Thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Well, I guess it's easy to give up a little time to talk about a good cause. Dale Lynch sure gave up a little time.
Yes, he did. Yeah, the Dale Lynch Memorial Alumni Scholarship Fund has provided 50 post-secondary scholarships to graduates of Walnut High School since 2004. And during that period, we also raised over $100,000 for other things to help the school out.
Wow, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, so the scholarship is given to honor and recognize Carter Dale Lynch. He was a teacher on the faculty at Walnut High School for 36 years and broke everyone's heart. He died unexpectedly of a hunting accident in the fall of 2003. So we started it that next year, kind of in memorial to him, and it's really grown into something that everyone counts on every year.
Well, and Dale was always always the first guy to step up when you needed something. He was one of your first volunteers for everything.
That's right. That's correct. He was always very involved in the community and a lot of people's favorite teacher.
Yeah. I heard that a lot visiting with students when we asked them who their favorite teachers were.
Yep.
You know, it's tough when a community loses someone, especially a small community where your individual impact can be so much greater.
That's tough, right.
To lose a good person like that. But, you know, when you can take something like that and turn it into something that's great by being able to raise scholarships for something he enjoyed so much, it's really nice to be able to keep that legacy. And I suppose the fact that people respond to it so well by raising that kind of money says a lot.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. So beginning this year, you know, Walnut School is when our high school now goes to HST.
Mm-hmm.
And so in concert with the impending consolidation of AHST and Walnut, you know, we've decided to expand our reach for the Dale Lynch Committee to the AHST school district and those four communities and alumni from those schools. So May 2015 graduates from AHSTW will be eligible for the Dale Lynch Scholarship coming up. So the average scholarship amount has been $700 in the past per awardee. And in order to be eligible, you have to have a minimum cumulative high school GPA of 3.0.
Now, the events are coming up April 10th through the 12th. What do you have planned this year?
On April 10th, we do have our usual soup cook-off. And this is a great event every year, that you know, allows us to get a lot of people in the door. We have some fun with it. You know, we give some prizes for best soup. We really are very grateful for the soup chefs that we have because they do all the work. You know, they make the soup. They come our usual soup cook-off. And this is a great event every year that, you know, allows us to get a lot of people in the door. We have some fun with it. You know, we give some prizes for best soup. We really are very grateful for the soup chefs that we have because they do all the work. You know, they make the soup. They come our usual soup cook-off. And this is a great event every year We have the community come in, taste the soups, you know, you can have supper, and then we give up some awards. So that's from 5 to 7 on Friday, April 10th at Walnut's Old Gym. And then at 7:30, we're going to have an exhibition, all-star men's basketball game. featuring alumni from Avoha, Walnut, AST, Shelby Tennant, and AHST. And at halftime, we'll feature a dessert auction and entertainment by the Villa Dance Team.
Yeah, sounds like you've got quite a bit planned just on the first night.
Yeah, yeah, we're looking forward to it. And then on Saturday and Sunday, what we do is we have an alumni men's basketball tournament and an alumni women's volleyball tournament. And we've done this for a number of years. So we'll get 15 alumni volleyball teams. They compete in the old gym, and then the basketball teams compete in the new gym. Now, you don't have to be alumni to participate. You do have to be alumni or spouses of alumni, children of alumni, grandchildren. Or if you live in either school district or work at either school district. So it's more than alumni. And then on Saturday night, we'll have the alumni dance. And again, it's not really alumni. It's open to the public. The band this year is Murphy's Law. And that's Saturday, April 11th, 8 o'clock at Walnut Post 422 Legion Hall, downtown Walnut.
A lot of activities going on. Rick, how actually do you raise the funds? Do people make donations during the course of the events?
Yes. What we do is we charge a fee for people to play in the tournaments. It's $15. We do charge at the door for the soup cook-off. We do take, of course, take donations. We have a concession stand. We have a raffle that's going on. So we do a number of things to, you know, to raise the money or give people an opportunity to donate.
Mm-hmm. You know, I've seen plenty of things like, you know, barbecue cook-offs and pie contests and chili cook-offs and things. People are very proud of their recipes. They can be a little competitive, you know, when it comes to this. They really want to please other folks. Is that the way it is with the soup cook-off?
Yes, absolutely. They have a lot of fun with it. We invite people to dress up their booth, you know, their table. We give an award for best theme. And so we see some very creative themes. And, of course, the soup is, you know, it's really good to get all those different recipes in there. And we'll have, hopefully, we'll have 15 soup teams this year.
That's cool. So they do it in teams then, too. Excellent.
Yeah.
Sounds like a lot of fun. How do people get signed up for that?
Well, we have a Facebook page. It's called the Dale Lynch Memorial Alumni Weekend. They can contact, on that Facebook page, they can contact any of the committee members there. They can also email me or any of the committee members. I'll give my email. It's R.G. Bloom, B-L-U-M, R.G. Bloom at UNMC.edu.
Okay, very easy. And that's the same process for signing up for any of the things, the activities, the soup cook-off?
Absolutely. You'll see a lot of information on the Facebook page to give you contact information, or they can just contact me via email.
Excellent. Well, it's gotten to be a really nice weekend event when it was Walnut. Is it going to be too big to handle now that you're including all these other communities, or is this just right?
Well, I agree that at some point we're going to outgrow the Walnut facility. you know, if you add NAHST and all those folks. So we're excited to continue to grow this thing. And I think this year, you know, we'll make some progress with those, you know, new communities. But, you know, for us it's a new beginning, just like the consolidation of the schools. It's a new beginning, and we look forward to it.
Absolutely. Think of all the lives you're able to touch this way, too. You know, not just the students who receive those scholarships, but, you know, their family members. And, you know, depending upon the career path they choose, they're touching a lot of people's lives in ways that maybe they wouldn't have been able to had it not been for the availability of some extra money to get them over the top to get them to those institutions.
That's very well said. Very well put, Jim. I would like to say that donations are accepted. But the purchase of raffle tickets can be made at Rolling Hills Bank in Walnut or at Mid-States Bank in Avoca. So you can go there and buy your raffle ticket. The raffle this year is a 55-inch LG television, and second prize is wireless Beats headphones. It's $10 per chance. We're only selling 275 tickets, and the total value of the items is over $1,000.
Excellent. Yeah, and you know, nobody wants those items, right?
No, exactly.
Everybody's in the market for that stuff.
That's right.
Excellent. So it appeals to everyone. Well, it sounds like you've got most of the community involved in some way or another. It sounds like it's a real good community effort.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We couldn't do this without the participation and generosity of the community. And you know, small towns are very good at rallying around a cause. And we, you know, the cause of helping out high school kids as they graduate and go on to their life, you know, their careers, you know, you can't beat that.
Yeah, there are some folks in big cities that think there are a lot of things small towns can't do. They'd be surprised to see some of the things folks in small towns can accomplish.
That's exactly right.
Absolutely. Well, Rick, thanks so much. Again, that's coming up the weekend of April 10th through the 12th at the Walnut School. So make sure that you get online. Check out that Facebook page. Get yourself signed up. Get your teams put together. Get your recipes dusted off. Get yourself ready for what should be a fun weekend for a good cause. Rick, thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it. Best of luck to you. Hope the 12th annual Dale Lynch Memorial Alumni Weekend is just as big a success as ever.
Well, thank you, Jim. We appreciate your coverage of this event. Our usual soup cook-off. And this is a great event every year that